Shall I get after the boy, Captain Hook, and tickle him with my Johnny Corkscrew?
No, thank you, sweet Mr. Smee. Remind me, why do you call your cutlass Johnny Corkscrew?
Oh, because when I stab, I kind of wriggle it around and it don't half make them shriek.
Oh, my darling Smee, you're such a sadistic little soul. I love how you give everything a name. It's very sweet.
Oh, thank you, Captain.
And the way that after killing, you wipe your spectacles first before your weapon. It's very, I don't know, it's very charming somehow.
Oh, that does my best.
It's very cheering to see one who loves his work as much as you do, my dear, dear Smee.
I wish you'd let me catch up with that boy and rip his heart out.
Ask me, not just yet, sweetheart. That boy, he was only one, and I want to mischief all seven of the Lost Boys. Do you hear me, men? I want all seven of the Blighters! Go, then scatter and go and look for them at once!
Horrible little gates.
Where do they get to, anyway?
Laggedy, raggedy little basket cases.
He's got away from us for the last time.
I don't know why it is, but... Smee, not you. Stay here and talk with me, darling Smee.
Oh, I was hoping to go capture some Lost Boys.
No, stay with me, Smee.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Lovely, bumptious, gorgeous Smee. You know, I don't know whether it's the soft beauty of this jungle night or my mellow, murderous mood or these two cigars I'm smoking at once in my special holder, but I suddenly feel the need to confide in someone.
Oh, you can confide in me. You can tell me anything.
I know that, my loyal and good and chillingly psychopathic Mr. Smee. You've been a very good bosun to me.
And a good friend too, I hope.
Ah, pirates so rarely have friends. Backstabbers, a lot of us.
Well, very true.
Oh, I do appreciate all your efforts, you know. I appreciate all my pirate gang. Even Noodler. He's useless, of course, but he's a trier. And that's all I can ask for, isn't it? And I appreciate Skylights and Cookson, Gentleman Stark as well. I truly value the nefarious doings of Bill Jukes and Checo and old Black Murphy. They all have their separate qualities and their specialisms and their funny little ways.
We're a very happy band, I think.
Mullins and Alf Mason, even they have their good points.
Oh, you're in a rare good mood tonight, Captain.
But you, dear, sweet, lovable Smee, you are a prince among pirates, my tubby, bewhiskered, bumbling, oafish prince. Really, I can't see how we can fail in our objective.
We're brilliant!
It's such a simple objective, such a simplistic thing that I desire.
We can do anything!
And yet somehow we have failed,
oh,
Smee.
No.
Week after week, month after month, year in, year out, we have failed dismally, pathetically, hopelessly.
Oh, how terrible. Don't upset yourself, Captain.
He still lives! He still lives.
Oh, Captain... Who still lives and causes you such upset?
Peter Pan still lives.
Oh, well, him, yes indeed. We've had no luck at all in bringing that one down. Very slippery customer, that one.
I want him, Smee. I want Peter Pan. Because 'twas he who cut off my arm. I've waited long to shake his hand with this hook of mine. Oh, I'll tear him, I will. I'll rip him to shreds.
And yet... If you don't mind me saying, Captain, sir, I've heard you say 1,000 times that hook of yours is worth a score of normal human hands.
What have I?
Oh, yes. You've said it to me on numerous occasions. You've extolled the virtues of your hook for the combing of your lustrous locks, for example.
Well, that's very true. My lustrous lock.
And spearing pickled onions straight from the jar.
Oh, did I say that?
So you see, sir, having your hook isn't all bad, is it?
No, I suppose not. I reckon if I was a mother, I'd pray for my children to be worn with useful hooks like mine rather than hands.
Plus, it looks very dashing on you, sir. You look very fierce, glinting like that. In the moonlight.
Oh, you don't say.
Oh, well, you shouldn't go upsetting yourself. But why? Why do you hate that boy quite so much?
Well, because he flung my arm to a crocodile that happened to be passing by. It liked my arm so much, Smee. It loved the taste of that poor lost limb of mine that it has followed me simply everywhere ever since.
Oh, no.
That monster has pursued me from sea to sea and land to land, licking its lips. That scaly brute is hoping to sink his teeth into the rest of me, my dear, dear Smee.
In a way, it's a sort of compliment.
Well, yes, I could do without compliments like that, I can tell you. Don't you think that I already know how delicious I am?
But of course, Captain. Calm yourself, dear Captain. Oh, no, come, sit down here on this tussock thing over here while the others search.
Oh, I think I will.
It really doesn't do to get yourself all worked up. Carry on with your thrilling tale, Captain.
Well, there's not much more to say, Smee. Just that the crocodile would have had me well before this, but by lucky chance, it swallowed a clock which goes tick, tick, tick inside his belly.
Tick, 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 you say?
And so before the noxious behemoth can reach me, I can hear the tick, 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 and I bolt. It is a miserable existence.
I suppose that someday the clock will run down and then it will get you.
Aye, you're right there, Smee. And that's the fear that haunts me every day.